A Third Party Reality Check by Zeke J. Miller. It is true that both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are remarkably weak and unlikable nominees, and more Americans are frustrated with their choices for the White House than any time in recent memory. But the odds of any other candidate having a legitimate shot at winning the White House with 270 electoral votes are close to nil. First, the libertarian fantasy. The party that advocates for reducing the size of government and non-intervention has already found its potential coalition, isolationist-leaning Republicans who could plausibly vote for them, divided by Trump. And frustrated Democrats, read Bernie Sanders supporters, aren't going to vote for a ticket to dramatically reduce the size of government. The Green Party fantasy, give me a break. And finally, the conservative alternative fantasy. This one has been teased by Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol for months, almost weekly promising a candidate to take up the mantle of frustrated neocons. But even if Kristol could find a candidate who wanted to run, and even if he could overcome the massive ballot access hurdles, the Texas filing deadline for its 38 electoral votes is already passed, this candidate would have no clear ideological lane to win the White House. So when you hear the press talk about third-party candidates, they're not winners, they're spoilers. The question is, against which candidate they do the most harm. Bernie Sanders is giving Hillary Clinton a run for her money in California, with the former Secretary of State adjusting her schedule this week to spend more time in the Golden State before the June 7th primary. Nevertheless, Clinton is set to win enough delegates to clinch the nomination that day, making her the presumptive nominee and clearing the stage for Democratic Party institutions, including President Obama, to line up behind her. But the bitter primary fight has taken its toll on Clinton, forcing her to shift leftward on key positions and delaying her focus on Donald Trump. Meanwhile, the threat from Sanders isn't going to end as he plans to contest key planks of the platform at the convention, where he will test the resolve of Clinton's coalition and potentially draw her away from the mainstream. Trump is set to hold a press conference to reveal the beneficiaries of his January fundraising appeal in lieu of debate. His campaign has shifted its story on the giving multiple times over the past several months, but now it appears Trump has finally distributed the cash. Trump has claimed he was being victimized by media efforts to hold him accountable for his words, a line of argument he's expected to repeat Tuesday. The episode is the latest case where Trump has dominated news cycles with extraneous process stories, which he has in some cases planted and always nurtured as he seeks to soak up as much of the limelight as possible and steer the debate from issues toward his personality-driven candidacy. This article posted by Zeke J. Miller.